Welcome to The Thinking Tree, a podcast to help believers renew their minds and reform their hearts. I'm Adam Sanchez.
And I'm Jeff Noe.
And today we are talking about one anothering. All right, so the topic for today is one anothering, and here's the question.
Is that a word, by the way?
Well, we're turning it into one.
Okay. I'm just checking.
We're verbing it today. In the Greek.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's the limitations of our English language, which we do know is quite stunted when it comes to the biblical languages, hence why we always do word studies whenever we're preaching and teaching, right?
Sure.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, here's the question. How can Christians faithfully pursue the one another's in Scripture? Yes. Really in the New Testament.
Yes.
Is what we're talking about.
Correct.
So that's why I turn in one another ring from one another's. Mm-hmm. Here's where they are. They're statements that are made throughout the New Testament that are distinct. They are usually imperatives, which is a command. So it's go and do this, but it comes with this term one another. Mm-hmm. That's reality. We at Oak Hill as the elders, we constantly push every member in our body to practice the one another's that we see in the New Testament.
It's actually the bulk of our church covenant.
It really is.
Based on the one another's because the covenant's about how
we commit to live life together. So did you know I was going to pull the tagline for you too?
Very good. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, as the one who wrote it, you should know.
Right. I should know that. Right.
What
exactly.
You put down there.
Yeah.
So in the reality, we talked to this the last episode, pursuing the Great Commission through the Great Commandment,
right?
You know, the Great Commandment to love God and to love one another. And then how do we love one another, which is in our covenant? How do we commit to live life together?
Yeah.
And it's through all of these different ways.
Right.
So there's so many one another's in Scripture. There's about 35 distinct ones.
Yeah.
Some lists maybe have 39 or 41.
Yeah, I've seen 39.
You know, it depends on how you break it down, but it's around that number.
Right.
They are distinct statements, commands, imperatives that Christians are called to pursue. And so what we thought in this episode is it would be good to give everyone the 35.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to walk through them. And then maybe down the line in the future, we can take some unique ones and tease them out a little bit.
Yeah. And it's good to, before we go through the list, it's good to recognize that the core purpose behind the one another's is to build up the body of Christ, right? So that we can love God more, so we can love each other more, and so that we can be, I said this in a sermon recently, strengthened within so that we can go out with the Great Commission, right? But if a church isn't strengthened within, if they're not practicing the love of one, see what you've done to me now?
Oh, no,
I made
you tongue-tied. You said if you
exactly,
tongue-tied.
Exactly, right. If we're not practicing the one another's within, then we're not going to be edified, strengthened, built up so that we're an effective evangelism.
Yeah, we won't be salt and light.
Right.
We're going to lack taste, and we're going to be dimly lit.
Right.
So we want to be salty and shiny, and to do that, practicing the one another's is a great way to do it. So why don't we just dig in? I'll start with the first one and then we'll go back and forth here. So first, be devoted to one another with brotherly love. That devotion is that you care. It's like the brother's keeper principle we talk about in our covenant. Care for one another, be devoted. That means you're attentive. You're not ignoring them.
Correct. Second one, outdo one another in showing honor and outdo one another. It's almost like a competition.
Right? Yeah.
If we're both striving to outdo the other, boy, we're going to build each other up.
Yeah. Next one, live in harmony with one another. I love that word harmony because it's this musical term. Grant could probably geek out on it with us and help us understand a better understanding. But that harmony, there's a melodic nature to it's in balance together. So it's not just live peaceably, but live in harmony.
Yep.
Make music and melody with your lives together.
Amen. Fourth one, do not judge, but build up one another. Now, of course, the caveat that comes with that, we are to hold each other accountable to our profession of faith and the body in terms of judging. But the idea is that we're constantly going to build each other up in the Lord, not just you know, pump each other up with nice sayings, but in the Lord, we're building each other up and we're holding each other accountable to spiritual growth.
Amen. Welcome one another. As this idea of being welcoming is not like you'd one time give a welcoming. It's that it's almost hospitality.
Yes.
We're constantly welcoming towards one another, welcoming them into our homes and welcoming them into our lives.
Yep.
Not just a physical practicality of, you know, doing an event together, but just even opening your heart.
Yep.
You know, we say, what's going on? We care about each other.
And we mean it. Right. Next one, instruct one another. Whoa, wait, hold on. I thought only staff do that. No, we're actually called to instruct one another. Wherever we're at in our walk, there's somebody that we can be instructing. That's why having sound theology and growing in sound theology matters because you're called to instruct others.
Yeah. Next one's a little controversial. Don't, so there's a do not.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't sue one another.
Mm.
Don't bring a lawsuit against each other because it defames the name of Christ.
Right.
Rather, we're to settle our disputes outside the court of law and not to let our differences be settled by a secular courtroom.
Yep.
That's the principle.
Yep. Amen. The next one is very general, but it's beautiful. Care for one another. Mm. And to care for people, you have to know them.
Yeah.
So you've got to be involved in each other's lives. And then you got to look for opportunities to say, okay, how can I get outside of myself and make somebody else the priority?
Mm-hmm. Next one, don't provoke or envy one another. Ooh, envy. I mean, we have this even in our covenant as well.
Yep.
But envy is so ugly because it's desiring the things that others have. Provoking is pushing them towards something, anger.
Yeah.
So those things aren't loving. They're not kind. So don't do them.
Yep. Next one, bear one another's burdens. That may be one of the more beautiful ones on the list, just because it's this idea of just being there for each other. How can I, so you're going through a hard time, how can I help absorb some of that and be with you in that moment so that you know that you're loved and you're not isolated?
That's a huge one. The side-by-side ministry, we constantly encourage at Oak Hill.
Yep.
Next one, speak truthfully to one another. So not just speak, but how we do it is truthfully.
Yeah.
We speak the truth. We also recognize speak truth in love.
Yep.
But truthfully, so we say true things. We don't lie to one another, and we don't just tell people what we think they need to hear, but we tell them the truth, but we do it in love.
Right. Next one, be kind to one another. So kindness is an underrated character trait. Mm. You have a kind disposition towards others, and my hot button on this one is the person you're supposed to be the most kind to is your spouse.
Mm.
Sometimes we're very kind to other people. Why? Because it's an external thing. We want to appear to be kind, and then behind closed doors, we're not kind to our spouse. Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother podcast.
That sounds like a whole episode in itself. Okay, the next one, forgive one another.
Mm-hmm.
So important, right? If we're bearing each other's burdens, if we're loving and caring for one another, and we're forgiving one another, so forgiving means you're going to be sinned against. So let's not forget that.
Right.
So listeners, you're hearing this. The presupposition is that you've been sinned against. Therefore, you put yourself in the posture of needing to forgive. Mm-hmm. But also that means that somebody needs to seek repentance too.
Yeah.
Bear that in mind.
It's good. Be in submission to one another. Now, that comes with a caveat as well, right? Because this comes out of Ephesians 5, right? Does not override the household codes of male headship in the home. What it means is really the Philippians 2 concept of considering others more important than yourself. That's just a general principle.
Yeah, that's good. All right, next one, bear with one another's burdens. So kind of similar to the other one, bear one another's burdens, but this is bear with one another's burdens. A nuance here is almost that you are bearing with the frailties and the weaknesses.
Yes.
That's really more the context, is you're not bearing it and putting it on your back, but you're bearing with it. So they might not recognize that they're giving it to you, but you're still taking it on.
Yep. Next one, teach and admonish one another. So we talked about teaching each other, instructing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an addition now, admonish. What that means is having a hard conversation, if necessary, to say, look, I know you profess Christ, but you're living this way.
Mm.
So in love and without a log coming out of my eye, I want to admonish you because I love you and that's best for you.
Yeah. All right, next one, increase and abound in love for one another. The nature of this thought here is that you don't just have love and it just stays stagnant.
Mm.
You increase, you abound. So you should be loving more and more, not just static love.
Amen. Comfort one another. And that's, I think that's both, comfort can come in a physical way, but it can also come with encouraging those to look to God as the great comforter, right? Pointing people back to Christ to say, look, I'm with you. I'm proximate to you to be with you, but ultimately lift your eyes.
That's good. Next one, encourage and build up one another. Similar to the building up, but with the nuance of encourage.
Yes.
So this is using your words and your actions to lift up. That's what the nature of encouragement means in the New Testament. You're lifting them up, building them up. And who are you building them up towards? Christ. That's who we keep referencing.
That's one of the greatest gifts in the body is an encourager is like my favorite person to be around. It's great. Next one, be at peace with one another. Right? Biblical peace, not just
peace faking.
I don't hate you, but no, be at peace with one another, brother and sister in Christ, always pursuing unity.
That's good. Seek good for one another. Seeking good, that's not just praying for good. That's not just wanting good. That's actually pursuing it. So you're seeing the good of others. You're seeing, trying to give them some kind of benefit, some kind of blessing. Yep. You're seeking their good.
I love that. Pray for one another, which seems very obvious, but we don't always do it. Mm. We tend to pray for our own needs, but how many of us are going through that member directory and praying for others? We should be lifting each other up.
Yeah. Stir up one another. Stir one another up. So there's this idea of you're kind of creating this fervor.
Yeah.
You're stirring it up.
Yeah.
You're disrupting the norm. But what you're doing is you're doing that for the sake of godliness. Stir one another up, usually towards love and good deeds. So you're pushing. You're not just saying, hey, everything's fine and placid. You're saying, no, stir it up. We gotta be active and fervent in our love.
Yeah. We all need that.
Mm-hmm.
That's straight out of Hebrews 10:24, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, do not speak against one another. Okay, hold the tongue, right? Be careful, right? Especially this, you start getting into the gossip area where you're speaking about somebody to somebody else. Don't speak against one another. Don't tear each other down because that obviously disrupts unity.
Yeah. The next one, kind of similar, don't grumble against one another. You know, grumbling, it actually comes from a word that makes the sound of grumbling, right? And murmuring, you know. Notice how those words sound like what they are?
Yeah.
But this grumbling is making these snide complaints that just constantly erode at unity and constantly bring a dissension to the relationship.
It's ugly. Grumbling,
don't do it.
Grumbling is, it's the worst. Confess your sins to one another. Mm. Oh, we don't like that one. But no, this is the idea of finding people that you trust in the body of Christ where you can open up your heart and be open to their heart and say, look, we all struggle with these things. Let's put those on the table and pray for each other.
Yeah. For me, I even take that one as when you sin, be sure to confess your sin,
right?
You know, to one another. I think we sometimes miss that normative aspect of, we're sinners saved by grace and we need to interact.
I just hurt somebody. I need to make that right.
Next one, be hospitable to one another. So distinct from the welcoming, be hospitable. That is the nature of bringing them into your home, bringing them into your life, caring for them. You know, be a good host and you know, make them dinner or invite them over for coffee or tea and just invite them into your life, practically be a host. Can you do that if you're a student? Yes, you can. Take them out to coffee or offer to go over to their house and make them tea at their house.
Just reach out, for sure. Very general one. Next, serve one another.
Hmm.
Look, Jesus is our model. He came to serve, not to be served.
Amen.
Pretty simple.
That's good. Be humble toward one another. So don't be prideful. Be humble. So put yourself in the lower position. You mentioned Philippians 2, taking the lower posture and seeking the good of the other person.
Greet one another. Now, I'm looking at Adam's list. You left off with a holy kiss.
Is that what you really wanted to do?
No. Just say it. Okay. But So look, greet one another. When you see a brother or sister in Christ on Sunday or during the week or what, or you're in the mall and there's greet them with the love of Christ. Mm. They're different than that other person nearby there that's you don't know, right? This is
Don't walk by and just be like, oh, hey, what's up?
Right.
Okay, next one. We're getting close to the end of the list.
Yep.
Have fellowship with one another.
Mm.
Have fellowship. It doesn't just say spend time.
Yeah.
Because not just time, but like even when we talk about couples, it's the quality of that time,
right,
the purpose of that time. So the fellowship, it's this sharing in life together with one another.
Right. Oh, this next one. Wow. Don't deprive one another in a marriage relationship. What's that about? What's that about?
I'll let you take this one.
I think our audience knows. But no, husband and wife should not deprive one another because it puts it puts both of them in a place of temptation.
Yeah.
And the scripture is clear on that.
Yeah. Next one, wait for one another.
Hmm.
This is this patience principle. Hmm. We can't demand that other people are ready for anything when we're ready. So we wait for one another. We're patient with one another.
In other words, you leave room for people to grow. Mm-hmm. You don't instantly judge them, right? Mm-hmm. Give them some room. Yeah. You were there once. Let them grow. Good. There's a whole podcast there. Okay. only two left. Consider one another. Again, we're going to say Philippians 2 again, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's considering one another, your brothers and sisters in the body, as more important than yourself. So you're going to put the priority on them.
Yeah.
Simple.
All right. Last one here. Don't lie to one another.
Mm, I do not.
So many of these are relating or revolving around truth and lies. Isn't mm-hmm. that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Even grumbling can be a lie at times. So don't lie to one another. When we're speaking the truth, there's the opposite side of, so don't lie. That's your guardrail.
Right.
Speak truthfully in love and don't lie. Don't tell things that are not true. So one of the things I often ask is, you know, is what you're saying true?
Mm.
Is it true or is it how you feel? Because
right.
feelings aren't truth.
Right.
You may feel a way, but it might not be the truth.
Right.
So good thing to check that.
Amen. Well, that's a good list.
That's a long list,
yeah.
right? So, I mean, some practical things here. Like, as you listen to that list, if you want a copy of it, you know, you can reach out. We can give it to you. But here's some things you could do, like people do with the fruit of the Spirit. You pick one to focus on a week,
yeah.
you know, and ask God to help you grow in that way. Pick something you're weak in. I mean, that would be yeah. my encouragement. Don't
right.
pick something you're strong in and be like, make me stronger. You know, pick something you're weak and say, God, I don't have this.
Right.
This is a weakness of mine. Help me grow in this way.
And let me just say, failing to be intentional in that is going to lead to failure.
Mm.
So I actually wrote down 5 steps here. So
yeah, share them.
When you in your own quiet time, you read one another, you hear it in a sermon. Okay, acknowledge the imperative.
Mm.
Okay. God just gave me something. I can't ignore that. It's a mm-hmm. command. I'm supposed to be this or do this, yeah. right? Then step 2, do some self-analysis. Am I not doing that? Am I missing that?
Mm.
Number 3, come to the conviction. Okay, mm-hmm. Lord, I think I need to grow in that. Next, ask the Lord to bring about that change in your life. And then last, then do it. Strive mm-hmm. in his power. So it's a process. And I remember doing this early in my life because I was brand new to Christianity. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing all these things in sermons like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, I'm bad at that. But we don't stop there. We're
yeah.
like, okay, all right, Lord, I need to grow in this.
Right.
So make me that type of a man.
Yeah. I love what you're emphasizing here is be intentional.
Yeah.
You could take that same list of 5 things and apply that to how you listen to a sermon on Sundays.
Right.
You could
right.
take that and apply that to how you approach your small group gathering.
Right.
You know,
right.
in the local church. So I think that list is very helpful because it shows the intentionality to say, if I'm learning this,
right.
now it needs to go from not just observing and saying, oh, I need to grow there, but also to get to the point of saying, now, how do I grow there?
Right, right.
How can I implement this into my life and be faithful to Jesus
right.
in this way? So
Amen.
That's super helpful. You know, along those lines, I would just encourage these imperatives, these one another's, they're not optional for the
no,
believer.
No.
It's like the fruit of the Spirit. This should be evidential in the life of a believer in
right.
some way.
Right.
It may look unique
yes.
depending on where you are, who
right.
you are, all these nuances, but in some way you should be growing in every one of these,
yeah.
not just the ones you like or the ones that are comfortable.
And you brought up hospitable, which is such a great example because I know there's people out there go, I make excuses. Well, I don't have a house where mm-hmm. I can have people over. Don't make excuses. You're not giving that out in
yeah.
the Bible. Okay, it's going to look different in your life than my life because
mm-hmm.
I have a home.
Yeah.
I can invite people over. But there's many ways you can be hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make excuses. Don't write it off.
Yeah.
And maybe you need help. Ask an elder.
Yeah.
How can I do this better?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That'd be really good. Oh, boy. Oh, oy vey. Sorry. Oh, boy. I think I mixed
back to the,
oh,
back to the goyim.
Yeah. It's getting late here as we're recording. you know, I just want to give this encouragement as we think about one another's, it really is, and you mentioned this on the front end, going back to Philippians 2, it is rooted in our love for Christ, which is rooted in Christ's love for us.
Yeah.
His love for us has meant that we're now free to love and to serve
right.
one another. So I would encourage the believers that are listening, especially members of our church, practicing the one another's really is evidencing and showing your love for Jesus. You can't love Jesus because you haven't seen him yet.
Right.
That's the reality. That's what
right.
God's word says. That's what 1
right.
John 4 says.
Right.
You can't love him because you haven't seen him. But
right.
when you love your brother,
right.
you are loving him who you haven't seen yet.
Ooh, that's a good message.
That's the theological principle right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
So those are good things. Anything else you want to say about these?
No, it's fantastic. It's good.
It's such a simple thing when you think about it, these one another's. It's not complex. It's not miraculous, and nor is it complex, right?
It's not the spectacular.
It's not mysterious.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily bring a sense of wonder. And yet what we say with our covenant, for example, which is based on the one another's,
yeah.
if we just did these things,
right.
what kind of
right.
Christians would we be?
Right.
What kind of lights in this world? What kind of salt would we be in this world
yeah.
if we practice these things?
I'll tell just a really quick story because my wife was recently counseling someone in our church, young lady, and she had a great heart to serve, which is good. That's one of the one another. She wanted to serve, right? Where do I serve?
Mm.
And I love the way my wife came home and she said, and I counseled this person. That's great. You should serve. But you know what? It's more than just doing things. Have you, and she gave her a list of like 8 things. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about just praying for people? Have you thought about reaching out by text just to encourage somebody? Have you thought about connecting with somebody and saying, let's go to a C group together? There was all these other ways. All she was thinking about was like setting up chairs on Sunday morning, which is good. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
We need that. But there's so many other more, I would say, more intimate ways to practice the one another's in the body. And again, if you need help, how do I do that? Just ask. We can give you some guidance on that.
Yeah, that's a great point, because those who have lived life in the body, like your wife and the leaders at Oak Hill, they know so much more practical wisdom life together.
And we've seen ways where those little one another's build up others in powerful ways that are life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea, I'm just going to say it, that an encouraging note that you write tomorrow can change the trajectory of a person's walk with the Lord.
We don't think about that.
We don't.
Yeah.
We don't think in those terms.
A well-timed word,
exactly.
Right? At the right time can bring such a soothing blessing to a person that you may not even know needed it
in the
time. But yeah, you could bring that well-timed word.
Right.
But we have to have eyes.
Yep.
Right. We have to pay attention.
Yep.
And we need to pursue God's word here in these things. I think that's the call that we give. That we're encouraging is, as much as the nuances of theology are so much fun to dig into, these are the things. If you're pursuing these, you're pursuing being like Jesus.
Yep.
That's the thing. So we should all aim for these. We'll probably dig in on more of these down the line with the Thinking Tree.
Yep.
But that's how we're concluding this season. Season 3 of the Thinking Tree, we're wrapping up here, talking about the one another's.
It's good.
It's a huge component of our life together at Oak Hill. It's the foundation point for our covenant together for our members. And we want every believer, not just the Oak Hill believers, but every believer to pursue these things, because when we see them, as you just said, these things impact our lives in incredible ways.
Right.
To know the love of Christ and then to live the love of Christ. That's what we want.
And if you're in a church, if you're not a part of Oak Hill and you're listening to this, and you're in a church where this isn't happening, ask why not. Find a body. Because look, there are churches out there where people come on Sundays, they sit down, and they expect to be served, not to serve.
It happens.
They don't know the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
They go home. Well, how do I do this? I don't know anybody. Okay, find a church where you can live out New Testament principles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a hot button for me.
Yeah, that's good. Well, it's been fun being with you this season. We've had a lot of topics.
It's been good.
This time, I don't know what next season will bring or what topics we'll come into. We have had a lot of them, but we will make this solicitation to the listeners right now. If there are topics that you want us to consider here on the Thinking Tree, you can send them my way. This time, you can actually use adam@oakhillbible.com. I'm going to put it there.
Wow.
That you can send it over. You can text me if you're part of Oak Hill. You can shoot me a text. But we do want to hear from you. We want to have these conversations that are indeed a blessing to help you renew your minds and reform your hearts. That's the purpose of this ministry. That's what we want to do with these conversations. So with that, here we are signing off season 3.
All right.
And Lord willing, we'll see you guys next time on The Thinking Tree.